Everybody, welcome to the Daily Bedtime Stories podcast for kids. Got some news. There's a website up. It's dailybedtimestoriespodcast.com. You can go there. You can leave us a note if you have an idea for a story, or some ideas for characters, or you just want to tell us something, and tell us who you are, where you live, and maybe we'll talk about you on the show and recognize you and say hi. We would like to do that, wouldn't we?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so guys, the lost coin part nine. Can you believe it?
Yeah.
Nine parts already. Okay, so
nine.
Yeah. So if you remember last time, the heroes, Stella and little Billy, they were going to confront with Miss Hawthorne. They were going to confront the Star Queen. And it turned out that Miss Hawthorne was kind of bad. And she was trying to steal all the powers from the Star Queen's kingdom. So the heroes ended up helping the Star Queen. And the Star Queen told them some information about themselves, and we learned some information about Stella. They got some help from the Star Queen. Remember, the Star Queen gave Stella a necklace, and every time Stella will think of the Star Queen, Addison is her name, she will be there to help or send help in some way, she said, to help the heroes. So if they ever get in a pinch, they have the necklace. But the necklace has something that does something else. Do you remember what that was?
Mm-hmm.
What?
It was that she gives true aim.
She has true aim. Yep. She can shoot her bow and hit whatever she's shooting at. So as long as she's wearing the necklace, she has true aim. That's a pretty good power, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So now the heroes are standing on the edge of the Emerald Sea. They just got out of the whale. The whale opened his mouth, and they walked out of the whale, and they looked back, and of course they couldn't see the castle, because you can only see the castle when the star is shining on it. So it looked like just the big sea. And Stella said, "Boy, I hope we see her again, that Star Queen, Addison. She is a very nice lady." And they said, "I have a feeling we're going to need her." So they started going, and they looked around, and they could see the mountain off in the distance where they needed to go. And they started walking toward the mountain, and there was a big grove of trees. It was almost like a jungle, because there were so many trees and the grass was so long. And they started walking through these trees, and they got so thick that they could hardly even see through the trees. They could tell there was a path, but the grass had grown so high, because nobody had gone through there apparently, that it was so hard to walk through. So little Billy got his sword out, and he started swinging his sword and cutting the grass, and there were some vines from the trees, and he would cut those and make it so they could walk through. And then all of a sudden, they heard something in a tree. It was kind of like a squawking sound. And they heard this squawk sound, and wah, wah, kind of like that. And they were like, "What in the world is that noise?" And it kept getting louder and louder. And then all of a sudden, something reached down out of the air and grabbed little Billy by the shoulders and took him up in the air. And all of a sudden, he was gone up in the clouds. And little Billy he looked around and he couldn't see what it was, and he looked up and all he could see was feathers. And it was a giant bird had grabbed him out of the sky. It was like a giant hawk with big old talons, and it was grabbing into his shoulders and it was cutting into his shoulders, and it really hurt. And little Billy was hanging there, and the bird was flying through the air, and Stella she lost sight of him in the cloud, and she was looking and she could see him way up there. And she got out her bow and arrow, and she remembered if she had the necklace on, she would always hit what she was aiming at. That means she wouldn't hit little Billy, but she would hit the bird. But the problem was, is little Billy was so far up in the air that if she shot the bird, little Billy would fall out of the air and fall to the ground and really get hurt. So she was waiting for just the right moment. And pretty soon, because they weren't very far from the Emerald Sea, the bird started flying over the top of the Emerald Sea, and it kind of swooped down a little bit. And just at the right time, Stella pulled back her bow, and she let rip an arrow. And the arrow went through the air, and it just, you could see it turn a little bit to the left and a little bit to the right. It was almost like the wind was blowing it. Or it was the magic necklace was guiding the arrow. And sure enough, that arrow hit that bird right in the center, right where she was aiming. And as soon as that arrow hit that bird, the big old bird, the giant hawk, dropped little Billy, and little Billy came down and splashed right in the Emerald Sea. And of course, all this time, little Stella was running to the Emerald Sea to see if he was okay or not. And he swam, because he was a really good swimmer, little Billy was. He swam to the edge, and he's like, man. And then they're like, well, maybe we ought to think twice about walking through there again. I think we kind of made that bird mad or something. We were walking right through his homeland or something. Maybe we it disrupted his nest or something. And so they looked back up and they realized that the only way they could go was back through that path again. So they started back up, and they started their trip back up to the mountain where the coin was. And they started going through this wooded area, this jungle. And little Billy had his sword out, and he was chopping the grass, and they were walking through. And they were going pretty good, too. And then, all of a sudden, they got to the other side. There was no more trees. It was like the trees just ended. And they looked back, and they were like, man, that wasn't so bad. And they kept walking. And they could tell that the mountain was a little closer to them. But you know, Billy, what he could really tell is that he was getting closer to the lost coin. And then he started to wonder, who stole that coin? You know, if that coin's on top of that mountain, who's that coin with? Who took that coin up on that mountain? I wonder what kind of adventure we're going to have to go on to get that coin back. And they were walking along. They were walking along, and Stella and little Billy were talking about. Little Billy was telling her all about his school back home. Little Stella had never been to a school like that before. And so Stella was very interested about hearing about the school. And Stella was telling little Billy about growing up and where she grew up. And they were having a really good conversation. And then all of a sudden, both of them at the same time fell into a deep hole. It was a trap. Somebody had dug a great big hole, and they had covered it up with branches and grass. So it looked just like they were walking along a path. And they stepped on it, and they fell down into the deep hole. And the sides of the hole were so steep, there was no way to climb out. They were stuck. The end.
I think they're going to get out.
Oh, you think so? Wonder how.
I think Stella's going to use the necklace.
Oh, really? Huh. That's a good idea. Well, we'll have to see next time.
One little Billy could just cut a hole out.
Oh, yeah?
Like.
Okay. Well, let's pray, okay? And, you know, I think we should pray for the kids that are listening to us, too, right? Okay? We always pray that you guys would have a good night's sleep, but we should pray for everybody that's listening, that they would have a good night's sleep, too, okay? All right. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for tonight. I thank you for these boys. I thank you for all the boys and girls that are listening. And we pray that you would give all of them a really good night's sleep. We pray that you would help them to grow up, to be big and strong, to love you with all of their heart, that you would use them in great and mighty ways. Lord, we pray that that you would help these guys to have a good day at school tomorrow. And we pray that you would give Grandma and Grandpa safety as they travel here in a couple days. And we pray that you would be with your other Grandma and Grandpa as they're out in the field combining. And we pray that we would just have a really good weekend. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hey, Daddy.
Yes, buddy.
Then Mom and...
Okay, I'll do that.